Hey, curious cuties. Welcome to Curio City. I'm your host, Lauren Deliri, and today, Dr. Allison Brennan, the visionary founder of Emagine & Co., shares the incredible story of her transition from a successful career in neurology to becoming a trailblazer in the beauty and wellness industry. You'll discover the science meets nature approach that defines Emagine & Co.'s skincare revolution and learn how Dr. Brennan's expertise as a pharmacist and dedication to her daughter's well-being fueled the creation of this powerhouse brand. From accolades like the Drugstore News National Rising Star Award to being featured in Who's Who in America, we explore the triumphs, challenges, and the woman behind the thriving all-female team at Emagine & Co. So, curious cuties, get ready to uncover the secrets to radiant skin and a thriving business in this captivating conversation. Allison, welcome to Curio City. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you for having me, Lauren. I'm so excited.
I'm just so glad that you're here. And
me too.
I love your skincare because I modeled for you once and then I got some of your skincare and I was truly hooked. I told husband, Adam, I was like, the cleanser specifically, I loved. Also, those three things are mine, actually.
Good, because I brought you another bottle.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I literally have barely any of the oil left because I haven't wanted it to go out. I don't know if you're ever like that with like products or things where I'm like, my husband's like, just use it. If you like it, just finish it. I'm like, but it's gold.
You're like, take your finger, like in a cake batter bowl. And you're like, I need all the goodness.
Yes. So anyway, love Emagine & Co. That's the skincare brand that you've started. And it's truly amazing. It's some of the best local skincare that I've tried. I'm a big local girly.
Same.
Love supporting local businesses. But Emagine & Co. is top tier. So
that's where it's at.
Thank you. We're going to jump into some questions and we're going to get started. So what inspired you to transition from a 16-year career in neurology to founding the natural skincare company, Emagine & Co.?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, long story short, let's just preface. Mm-hmm. Before I founded Emagine & Co., so I was a hospital pharmacist, specifically in neurology, and it's more neurocritical care. All that means is if you were a patient of mine on the ICU at the hospital I worked at, you either had a brain bleed, you were a pretty severe seizure patient, like a stroke patient, brain injury, things like that. Yeah. So I was, a lot of people don't realize that pharmacists in hospital specialty positions like that are the ones that really run all the medication dosing. Okay. And so that was my bread and butter. Did that for a very long time. And then when I had my daughter, Parker, Imogene, who she's now, she'll be 7 in May. So I think she was, you know, when kids are really, really young, when they're like infants, they are only awake for this long and you miss everything, specifically if you have a job such as a healthcare professional, where you're in a hospital 12 to 14 hours a day, you know, then you're dealing with national traffic to get home.
Yeah.
So I was missing a lot of moments with her and she's everything to me. And so I knew it was time for me to transition into something with in my career that gave me a little bit more leeway on my time, my schedule. And again, I had been in neurology at that point about 13 years. Okay. So long story short, I transitioned to a sister hospital into pharmacy administration as a clinical manager. That just means I managed their entire group of pharmacists.
Nice.
And it was like 25 pharmacists. So office hours, right? Yeah. So I had more time in the morning to actually see her for, you know, 15 minutes rather than not at all.
Oh my gosh.
And then I could leave in the afternoons when I got my stuff done. So it was just better.
Yeah.
During that time, I think I was like 38 at the time. And up until then, for my skin, I had never had troubled skin. Luckily, I was grateful for that. But I had always just like washed my face and threw oil of Olay or something on it.
Yeah.
Nothing really, you know, intense. But I was 38 and I remember it so vividly, looking in the mirror. And I was like, well, I guess I need to start putting
doing
a
something.
Serum on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I went and bought a really expensive vitamin C serum. And because I truly am like a chemistry nerd at heart, I just love the, you know, how engineers have a very interesting brain that I can't really understand their brain, but I think they're fascinating. Chemistry nerds are kind of the same in their own thing. And I just have a very chemistry driven brain. And so I turned on the back of the label, looked at the ingredients. I understood these ingredients because of pharmaceutics
training,
lab and training and medicinal chemistry. It's part of what our bread and butter is as we're becoming pharmacists. And I just was like, well, why is this vitamin C ester? And I knew that molecular structure from school in this, and why isn't just straight, you know, vitamin C, like ascorbic acid.
Yeah.
I went to Google and I just started, you know, just like that. I was just wanting to know.
Yep.
Curious. Mm-hmm. I was just curious. And before I knew it, I was on the computer for probably 5 straight hours. I had opened Pandora's box is really what I think had happened.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I touched back to this creativity as like a 4 or 5 year old I'd put to bed. Yeah. And now I was kind of like this, I don't know, integrating this creativity I had with all of the experience I had from my career path. Okay. And before I knew it, it just caught fire. So it started with a vitamin C serum that I purchased. Mm-hmm. I went deep into wanting to know everything about a vitamin C serum for some reason, antioxidants, whether great for your skin, free radicals, how you neutralize them, what percentage you need of vitamin C to actually be effective to penetrate through the epidermis, yada, yada, yada. All the chemistry.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but I told myself I can make this. This isn't that hard.
Yeah.
From my brain. And I knew how I wanted to make it. I knew how to do the quick calculations because that's just second nature of what percentage you need. Yeah. So I ordered all these ingredients, a cute little scale, and I told no one about it. And I made a vitamin C serum at my home.
That's so amazing.
And I think like 2 weeks-ish later, I had wine with some girlfriends in my neighborhood. And they asked me, they said, what are you doing to your skin? It looks really good. And I said, I'm making a bootleg vitamin C serum at home. And they asked, could you make me some?
Yeah.
So from there, I just started to really just touch creativity in a way that I had not touched in a really long time.
Wow.
I started teaching myself everything about essential fatty acids, all the layers of the skin and how things penetrate, what ingredients go with what and what doesn't work.
Right.
And again, it's not even that I had to teach those pieces. It was like I was grabbing a hold of knowledge that you had no idea that this doctorate in pharmacy I'd spent years to get and use in a hospital setting was what allowed me to use that education in a completely different manner. And it was seamless.
Wow.
So I had at that point kind of created, again, just for myself and friends, I had no interest in creating a business. Never even like,
it wasn't even in your mind. Yeah.
No, wasn't even in my mind. So I think about 8 or 9 months later, this is pre-COVID, this is 2019. I had wine with those same girls.
Okay.
And I guess I had enough wine that they said, they'd been my guinea pigs for a long time. They said, you have something, you have lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
You have pharmacy or pharmacist knowledge. You are formulating in your chemistry. Like, you know, these things, you're creating beautiful products that are effective. Our skin has never looked better. You need to create a company.
Yeah.
And that is when I created Imogene & Co.
Wow.
So from there, for the next year, as COVID started, I remember my first sale. It was January 26, 2020.
Oh my gosh.
And I had nothing other than social media and a Squarespace. I had no website. You know, I basically was still working as a full-time pharmacist, a manager during the day. I would come home.
And how old is your daughter at this point?
At this point, she was like 14 months to 18 months around in that period. And I just would throw my stuff down when I got home and I would go straight to being a mad scientist. I would build my brand. I would build the recipes and the formulas. I tried a lot of things that were absolutely horrific. I almost burnt my kitchen down a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I would just tinker and tweak, and I would hand fill bottles with syringes, hand label bottles. And I would fulfill orders that were all, you know, word of mouth and friends and family are always the first to support. And I would do that until 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning for a year.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not kidding. I was starting a skincare company and did not look like I needed to be starting a skincare. I was like living on coffee, red wine, and 3 hours of sleep.
Oh my gosh.
It was like having a newborn again.
Oh my gosh.
But I was filled up with so much adrenaline, creativity, passion.
Yeah.
I was so passionate
about
it. I was so inspired. I got a really good under eye concealer and we just went to town. And so after a year of doing that and it just kept growing and growing, I sat with my accountant and basically asked, when can I go part-time?
Yeah.
You know, I really want to sit and think about, do I truly want to grow this company?
Mm.
I had no business knowledge, but you know, you learn enough, you know, a crash course. And she said, you could have gone part-time 8 months ago with what I had done. Cause I'm a very, very hardworking person. I come from extremely hardworking middle-class family. Mm. And I have elbow grease and a lot of grit. And yeah. so I basically said, okay. So I went part-time, stepped down from administration role, went back to my previous hospital where I was a neuro specialist and went into just staff role 2 days a week. And I bought a 21-acre property with a very large warehouse on it about probably about 45 minutes south of Nashville.
Okay.
Renovated the entire warehouse. Had a heart attack the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
This better take
You're
off.
Like, I went part-time and
here we
this
go.
Huge.
Like, this is really jumping off with both feet.
Oh my gosh.
And
you got to take that leap.
And it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
I'm very like YOLO. I love to try anything once.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Smart enough to like know if something's going to hurt me or not. I trust my intuition.
Yep.
But I also am super conservative when it comes to anything financial or anything like really changing the course of your career.
Right.
But it just felt so right. Yeah. And so I hired a team. At that point, I only had three female employees.
Yep.
And we started, and that is when Imogene & Co. took off. So we're about an 85% direct consumer, so website-based company, 15% wholesale, so stock is where you can purchase it in town or, you know, across the United States. And now I private label. So I create product lines for dermatology clinics and
estheticians awesome.
And white label for them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is so amazing. And that's... Honestly, it kind of happened quickly.
It did. So this year will be 4 years.
That's
in the summer.
Quick. Yeah. I mean, for the success that you've already had, like that's pretty amazing.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I just love, so here in Curio City, we talk a lot about a couple things. One, trying things on. So you're just saying like, you know, you're going to try things once, you know, the YOLO mentality. It's very much like trying things on in your life and seeing what fits and what doesn't, having eras of your life, things like that. As well as blending, I know this is a big part for you, like blending the science with, what do you say? Like blending
like nature, like bridging the gap between
nature.
Science and nature and to improve the health
and
of your skin.
I love that. I love that. Like you are talking about like the way your brain works. It's, we're very like brainy here. The listeners, we call them the curious cuties.
I love that.
So they're very curious, very intellectual, critical thinkers, but also very playful and very like cutesy, fun, like, you know,
it's
blending.
It's the best of both worlds.
It is. And it's blending that woo woo with the woo hoo. That's my little term.
What a tag. I love that. Yeah. I'm very, very woo-woo.
Yeah, so
the older
so
I get, I'm very, very much into diving deep into a whole different realm of spirituality
yes.
and universal understandings. I love the woo-woo.
Yeah, I love that. And it's just, I don't know, it's clear the way you speak about things. You're very like into business and very into science, but also you have that woo-woo energy where you're just like, well, there's energy here too.
Yeah.
And I can feel that. And I think that really comes across.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you said that. One of the things I've learned probably in the last 2 years, just through personal growth and your own personal life and things like that, that the energy that we all have and even people that look at woo-woo or energy and they're just like,
whatever,
don't understand.
Yeah.
We are created of energy.
Yes.
Like we are just masses of energy and whatever energy I have, good or bad, if I'm putting that through my products, because we do everything under one roof with Imogene & Co., it's a very different type of skincare company. And that's one of our niche opportunities that we have is we do everything from formulation, our chemistry, our fulfillment, our manufacturing, our shipping, everything from our property. We outsource nothing. So everything that we are putting directly into the product as we're creating it, mixing it, you know, filling a bottle, that is love and that is energy.
Mm.
And so anything that is good is going into that. And that's goodness you're giving to other people. It truly is. It's not just, you know, paying things forward and saying hello and being kind, which are all the wonderful things we need to be.
Right.
But it's whatever you are intentionally doing with your hands and your energy that flows to other people.
Well, that's why, like when people say when they're cooking, you like, this is made with love. It's like, well, yeah, it was.
Same.
Yep.
We're making things with love too.
Yeah.
I'm totally into that.
Yeah. And water, I mean, it's been proven that like water molecules change depending on how like your energy and your emotions and like teardrops look different based on whether you're crying out of happiness and like joy or whether you're crying out of sadness or, you know, pain or depression or things like that. The actual water molecules in your tears, like they have a different shape.
Really?
Yes.
Wasn't there a study about rice and rice that was like literal white rice?
Yeah.
Like just cooked white rice that was in an environment that was like talked to and like loved and like in this positive space versus rice that it was just hated on and like talked to. And that rice literally turned brown and like shriveled and deteriorated. And the white rice was like this like fluffy pile of white rice. Like,
luxurious, you know, rice.
And it's so true.
Yeah.
And it's mean, energy it's we proven. Give other people.
Yeah.
It's proven.
Yeah. So that's, again, that's like, yeah, you can say that's woo all day, but it's proven by science.
No, it is.
So truly. It's also, it's real. So anyway, love that. It's so clear with your mission, just everything that you're
doing. Thank you.
Okay. So I want to hear a little bit more about, obviously we talked about the story behind it, and the science and the nature, but as a pharmacist, how has your background in neurology, not just with the, how you function with your brain, right. Mm-hmm. And the, how you love it and are able to know it, but do you feel like it comes across in the way that you approach formulating the skincare products even now today? Like, I know the beginning was that spark, but do you feel like even today you're still that, you know, neurology pharmacist, that person in you is still very much like involved with the products?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I would say, so from the neurology part, no, only because that's a very different type. Well, you know, maybe I should rephrase that. Yes, in the way of, so with Imogene and Co, and Imogene was my grandmother. So this is my mom's mom. I was named after her. I'm Allison Jean, and my daughter is Parker Imogene. So it's very much like paying homage to that heritage, I guess. But she was just one of those women who could make something beautiful from nothing. You know, she was like the white Q-tip hair in the garden with like the pressed slacks, like the perfect fingernails, but like create a 5-course meal from scratch.
The ideal woman.
She was that
woman.
Yes, she was the ideal woman. A dying breed for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of what I do with Imogene & Co. is really based off treating the skin as an organ. So the pharmacist to me does not die.
Okay.
A lot of what I would do for patients after they had, you know, stepped down from an ICU to a step down unit. Let's say that they were, that they did not, you know, pass, you know, they are not deceased and they're healing and they're going to go home. I would be giving them counseling on their medications. And so it's very innate nature in me to, treat an organ. Well, our skin is our largest organ.
Right.
And we just don't think about it in that way.
Right.
Oil production in our skin, that is our skin's protective mechanism as a barrier against outside stressors. Like, so there's so much education opportunity in skincare that that general consumers don't get because large skincare companies are more from a marketing and a sales perspective.
Right.
And that's not what my goal is. My goal is truly that pharmacist education piece really kind of comes through.
Yeah.
Our blog opportunities, our blog is very, very juicy and big on imogeneandco.com for a lot of different ways. It's not just our skincare products that we offer, but a lot of antioxidant
love
support.
That.
I do a lot of put my pharmacist hat back on. And we'll do supplement blogs, you know, social media lives.
Because like inside and out. Yeah.
Because your skin health does start with what we are doing on the inside of our body. And so I would say no, because a lot of the pieces of the pie of what I do for my health involve all the things I know for my brain health, right? So I share a lot of that. But then also there's the technical side of a pharmacist, whether they're retail or hospital. And I've only been hospital, you know, for my whole career where, everything from like how we document in a hospital, what IV bags we're making, right? What lot numbers we give things, our non-sterile compounding, which is what we're doing in skincare.
Yeah.
All of these things are just any analytics, anything that record keeping, managing people. I mean, I now have a staff of 7 and I'm adding 3 more.
Wow.
Like, and I was in that management space. So everything in my pharmacist career, it's so interesting to me when I take a minute to look back to see how it really is a thread that runs through.
Yeah.
Because we keep all of our documentation of our skincare products, you know, all the management pieces that I used with a group of 25 pharmacists, I use with my staff of 7.
Wow.
It's just a very, it's a different environment now. Yeah. And it's an environment that is created with so much love, less structure, more interest and fun.
Yeah.
And supporting people learning new things too. Ugh, you know,
so amazing. I love that you're applying everything that you've learned and have experienced and just like putting it into Emma Jane and just, it's so cool.
Thank you.
It's really neat.
Thank you. It's weird when you realize those things. I mean, number
one.
You
see the thread and you're like,
yes.
Okay.
Well, you're kind of like, are you familiar with the Enneagram? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm an Enneagram nerd.
Okay. What are you?
What do you think I am?
8?
No, but that's so funny that you said that because I'm an Enneagram 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, three, that makes sense.
But threes and eights look a lot alike on the outside because they're extroverted, they're leaders, they have goals, but what drives them is so different.
Yes, totally.
And as a three, I'm very efficiency based.
Yeah.
I mean, I run the girls at the warehouse, like where we work, when they see me coming in, and I mean, I have a Suburban and I drive it like a hatchback. I drive like 600 miles an hour. And I come in and they're like, here comes Allison blowing a china shop, like Mach 300.
Yeah.
Like, can you just leave? Like, you come in here like, you know, road runner. But
you kind of need that energy,
but that's
though.
What Enneagram 3s are.
Yeah.
But I'm very much like efficient of a to-do list, the things I've got to get done. Yep. And so work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And so I love that I can look and see all of this stuff from pharmacists.
Yes.
You know, that career that really did translate over. I just never realized it until you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, 'cause you're not like starting over. You're literally, it's just... You're just transitioning into this like new
time
of your life.
It's a new application.
Yep.
But you know, business is a whole different ballgame. That has been a learning curve from like day one, you know, and it's really like having the right people that you know, which is networking.
True.
And I mean, if I ever had to manage my own accounting books, there's no telling. There's absolutely no telling what would be happening right now.
Yeah. That's why you need a team.
You need a team.
You can't do it all yourself.
So when you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And when you figure out what you don't know, you find the right players.
Delegate.
And luckily I've got some really great women.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah. And you do have it's an all women team.
All women team. I'm not a man hater. I'm just a,
lover. Yeah.
I'm a supporter of women. Yeah. And dare I say, and I don't mean this to sound offensive at all, women are a superior gender.
I love that.
We just are.
I love it.
And I don't mean that. I love men.
Yep.
Men. I mean, I have a brother, me and my dad. My dad is my man. He is my rock.
Yeah.
But women create life.
Yeah.
You know, and women can multitask better than any creature that there is. And that is just facts. That is literally just a factual thing.
Yeah.
We are able to be both nurturers as well as have masculine energy. Yeah. And I know men and women both have masculine and female or feminine energy.
Yeah.
But women encapsulate all of that in a beautiful manner. And so not to hate on men at all.
No, totally. I get what you're saying.
Women, I am a female founded business and I have all female staff and I really empower them to know that you do not, I mean, I've got a vast age group, a vast, you know, previous life history, how we met on my team. Mm-hmm. And to be able to empower all of them to have learned new skills. I mean, these are people that nobody had any experience
in anything to do
with business, skincare, anything. And on any given day, we might be rewiring our gate at our property to actually fixing like dispensing machines to shipping products, to creating formulations.
Wow.
And that is what I mean. I think when you empower women to know that they can do anything,
right.
We might not have our muscular structure be as big, but our minds are vastly just superior.
I love it.
I love it. I love the women in my life. I'm very, very blessed.
Oh, that's amazing. So that was an intentional choice from the get.
From the get-go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
my
that.
Grandmother, and I think it really, if I look back now, I think it's because I'm her namesake and really paying homage to that. And then my daughter, like I'm playing the long game. If my daughter, who, like I said, is going to be 7, so we've got a long, long game.
Yeah.
If she wanted to take this company one day, that is what I want to do for her because she sees mommy work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. She is my assistant assistant, what did she say? Assistant owner or something. So cute. Our property is at a very, very tall hill. I mean, okay. Our driveway is like straight up and she calls it her mountain.
Oh my gosh, and that's so cute.
Yeah, she's like, are we going to my mountain today? She has her own set of gloves, her own little apron.
That's so
cute. We make
so
a lot
cute.
Of concoctions. I'll bring her little girlfriends out and they have like concoction days.
What a fun little, a little, I don't know, like a little birthday party. And
we've already done it.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And I give them like all this stuff that we don't use on our actual products, but like the fun colors and things.
Yeah.
And they make some of the most disgusting smelling things, but they're colorful fun. And then I bottle them and then they get to take them home.
That's
you
so
know? And so
cute.
I think that there's, for my daughter to be this young and to see a mom who works that hard, she understands it. And she's involved, and that's so amazing. Well, she's on payroll. Like, so, you know, she comes out and she's helping to like lot our bottles with our lot gun or like seal the bottles, you know, like
so
that is
cute.
Me starting her from an early age. Like, do you see the free time that mommy has?
Yeah.
Because that is really, when it comes down to it, I created this company out of a gift and a desire and a passion I had no idea that I had.
Yeah.
And now I am so grateful every day that I get to live that out. But really what it comes down to me is time has become such an important commodity to me.
Mm.
My mom and dad were the hardest working people I ever knew. Like, my dad was a farmer. I grew up on a 5,000 acre family farm in Mississippi. So very, very large.
Wow.
And then my mom was a nurse.
Okay.
Well, they weren't at my school plays. They weren't at, you know, meet me for lunch. They weren't, they were not able to do those things because they were working.
Yeah.
Not because they didn't want to be. They were just working. And so because I only have one child, I want to be it as much as I can.
Yeah.
So for her to understand hard work will yield the freedom and the schedule to be able to be an intentional parent with you.
Yep.
That allows me to show her how she should be as a parent and what love looks like. And that hard work is really what can help you get so many things done and kind of achieve a dream, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. I was actually just listening to a podcast recently and it was talking about what money truly, like at the end of the day, what we want money to buy us is time.
So true.
Because there's so many things that, I mean, we can be unhappy with the best, biggest things, but if we don't have the time to be like, well, to do what we want, wake up leisurely or wake up and be with our family, or if we don't have the time, then like nothing else is really worth it.
I mean, time is a commodity that you don't get back.
Yep.
You know, it is a commodity that you don't make more of.
Yep.
You know, and I think the older I've gotten, I would say between 40 and 43, like I'm 43 now. Mm-hmm. I think that that is when time became so much more important to me.
Yeah.
And me understanding just how valuable it is.
Yeah,
and so
for sure.
That plays out in my business. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I work all day.
Yeah.
And then when I pick her up and when she's in bed, I am back to working all night. But
the
it's
hustle.
Because I have that passion.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, that is allowing me the next day to get up and, you know, not have to be at the hospital and be able to have the freedom to say, you know, hey y'all, we have worked so hard today. Let's all leave out of here and go get lunch today.
Oh, I love that.
Or let's do what, you know? And so I am grateful for that alone, which then increases your gratitude, which then increases your love. And then you put that love into your products and how you love people.
Yep. It's all circulated.
It all is.
You said you're 43. You definitely don't look like it. So you're a testament to your own skincare line.
Girl. Don't make me kiss you. You know what's funny? I don't feel 43.
Mm.
Like, I don't feel 43 at all. I mean,
43 is the new what? Is the new 30?
I don't know. Let's go.
Let's go with it.
The new 31.
the new 30. Brilliant.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of a psychopath though. This is Enneagram 3, hashtag Enneagram 3 stuff.
I love it.
In my spare time, like I'm crazy. Like I do high altitude mountain climbing.
Okay.
And I rode horses competitively for years. And so
oh
now
gosh.
Parker
wow.
is like riding.
Aww.
But so I do a lot of intense type of workouts
okay.
outside of like my job. And maybe that's why I don't feel
you got a lot of energy.
I got a lot of energy, but it's a lot. I mean, there's times where everybody's like, can you please sit down? Like,
oh my
just sit
gosh.
Down. And so like
do you
meditation,
know what your team, like your Enneagram team, like everybody
oh, yes,
who's
we
on
all,
your team.
We all did it.
Okay. Okay.
I have a lot of sixes,
okay.
which is interesting because if you understand Enneagram, you've got your core number, right?
Okay.
Of how it's really, we all have every number.
Yeah.
In us,
and then we have our wings.
And we have our wings.
Yeah.
What's so crazy about me is I wing a 2 and a 4 equally. Okay. Which means I'm all in the
100% of three then.
Like, I am in every emotion at all points. Like, I'm extroverted and more masculine energy, but I am so sensitive inside. I'm a crier. Lord, I'll cry 6 times a day. It's just what I am. But my team, all right, so you've got your core number, and then you've got your number you go to in stress and your number that you go to in health. Mm-hmm. And a three goes to a six, which is the loyalist, and they're very much like back of the kitchen type of people.
Yeah.
Like, they look for the exit sign when they go into a room. They they're conservative. They are not going to be YOLO like a three is.
Yeah.
They're slow and intentional in their decision making. I employ all sixes.
On purpose?
No, I had no idea. They think I'm crazy. And I'm like, well, guess what? In your health, you go to a three.
Yeah.
And then I employ 1-4. Who I love, because they are the gray and the artsy. And I love that so much because the creativity. I mean, my head.
Is that Anna?
No.
She's a six?
No, Anna's a three.
She's a three. Okay.
She's a three. No, this is Erin. This is actually my youngest employee. Okay. She's 21. She was with me from 17.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Uh-huh. And she's so artsy. She's got blue hair and all of her tats and all of her piercings.
Oh my gosh.
But she is so intentional, and she's the head, like, I'm head chemist. She is my assistant chemist.
Oh, amazing.
She's the trainer for our next cosmetic like formulator that's coming
in
that
she's
I'm hiring.
So young.
And she is so attention to detail, but her creativity is just top notch. So she's getting to really explore that now.
Yeah.
You know, she's been with me for 4 years. So now she's helping and creating new products.
Oh my gosh.
And I start with the base, and then she kind of was like, well, what if this, what if that? And I'm like, let's try it.
That is amazing.
And so I think
you need
that
another like innovator.
Yes. Yeah. Because when I get in the business mind and stay in the business mind, I let go of my creativity, and sometimes you need to go back and forth and balance.
So true.
So she's a four. I've got sixes, and then I've got 2 8s. And I know an 8 because my ex-husband was an 8.
Okay.
So, and I mean, even though like he and I have a great relationship, 8s and 3s, when they're on the same page,
it's great.
Shoot to the roof.
Yeah.
Nobody can beat the 3 and an 8. But when they're not,
the clash is intense.
Man, talk about a power trip. It's some serious stuff. But the thing about 8s is that they are, they're, you know, like, do you know human design?
Uh-huh.
So they are full generator, you know, usually 8s are like that.
Yeah.
And 3s are a lot of generating too.
Yep.
And so you can really move mountains like that. And so my 8s are people, I love an 8 woman.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. A woman who's an 8. I get them. I see them. But they're solution finders,
right?
You know, and they are not afraid to get in there and question things, and they can be brash when needed to be, you know, and I love them. So yes, I've got a great,
that's amazing.
I actually had one pharmacist who I worked with full time, back at my old hospital. And when she would be burnt out, she would come at her like on a part-time basis, but she's a new mom. So I haven't seen her recently, but, she would come out just to help, you know, compound, basically putting our concoctions into the bottles, because she knows sterile and non-sterile compounding. And she was a 1, which is the perfectionist.
Okay.
And she would walk in and be like,
overwhelmed. She's
what
like, I need to take care of
it. It's happening. I need so many things to happen here before I can do this.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's so funny.
Wow. That's really cool. I am. So I'm obviously I'm well versed in the Enneagram and human design. I actually had a human design, coach and guide on the podcast. It was the first one of 2024.
Isn't it fascinating?
It's so fascinating. It's truly so fascinating.
I love it. I mean, well, my
I'm obsessed. What do you know what your human design is?
I'm a generator.
You are a generator. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I actually got my undergrad degree in psychology.
Oh, amazing.
And so, and my sister is a therapist.
Okay.
And she's also Enneagram coach certified with
amazing.
Being in private practice.
I love that.
And so I'm very much into like personal development and like,
same.
And like how we connect as humans. I mean, that is truly, I love that so much. I love connecting with people. I just love people.
So then you made me guess. What do you think mine is?
That's what I was just about to ask you.
If
you love to connect.
Yeah.
You're extroverted.
Depends.
Are you an extroverted introvert?
I'm actually incredibly introverted.
Okay.
But the podcast is like, I love having
that's your
the
creative.
One-on-one conversation. Like, it fills me up. And then I'll probably be like in a hole for like a week while I edit this.
Are you a 7 or a 9?
No. Nope.
Are you a 6?
No. Nope. You're going to be so surprised.
Hold up. I mean, I'm looking at your home. It's beautiful. It's clean. You look like a million bucks all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a 1?
No.
Are you a 3? Are you a four?
You guessed, I think, almost all of them.
No, I would not see you as a five.
I'm a five.
Stop. Yeah. You're like the investigator.
Yeah.
You go deep all the way down. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I need to know everything about you now. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Actually, I know five. She is a neurologist. She became a great friend through work.
I'm not surprised that she's a neurologist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she needs to know the inner workings all the way down to like the granular cellular level. Mm-hmm. And getting to know her on a friend level has helped me understand fives.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand fives.
That's so fun.
I have no idea. I had no idea you're a five.
That's so great.
That is brilliant to me.
Most people like never, ever, ever guess a five because I do love conversation and I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do love going deep. I think once you do spend some time with me, like it's very obvious. I think that you said like you're in my home, you're seeing everything, but like everything kind of has its place. And that's just kind of in a way to keep stimuli down. So I could just like go into my research mode and investigate. And like, this is my, like I'm alone. I would say like 90% of the time.
Okay.
So yeah.
I love this so much. Yeah. I want to ask all the questions.
That is so funny. Well, you can come back on and interview me and then.
That'd be fantastic.
but anyway, that is so fun. And I'm a projector.
Okay. Yeah. So I am still pretty new to human design.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get into, to be honest.
It's so detailed.
It's very detailed.
Yeah. So I have a relatively new friend. Her name's Jess Bubico. She's a phenomenal human being. She lives in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
And I met her through women coming together in a universal woo-woo energy field. And we met on a women's retreat in Mallorca, Spain.
Okay.
And just fell in love.
Wow.
And she's phenomenal. Spain? Yes. I go to Mallorca once a year for this same retreat. It's just fantastic. I'll do the skincare portion of it. It's great.
That's awesome.
And so anyway, Jess was there and she is a human design just fanatic. I mean, she is so well versed in it. She's an actual, what would that be called? Like a human design coach?
Coach expert.
I mean, she is an expert.
Yeah, okay.
Her livelihood is built around it.
Okay.
She's actually leading a human design workshop trip in Provence, Spain.
Wow.
Yes. Might need to get you those details.
Yeah, definitely.
But Jess is one of those people who can take all of my long meanderings and she can summarize it down in two sentences and apply it to why I'm a generator.
Okay.
So projector, to me, I'm still learning all the human design because it's so new to me from my new friendship with Jess.
Mm-hmm.
And she explains it really, really well.
Yeah.
So explain to me projector from your perspective.
Yeah, from my small understanding of it. And again, like if you did want to listen to that episode, the person I talked to, Erin Claire Jones, she is incredible. She's also a projector like I am. So we did kind of talk a lot on that, but we talked on all of the types.
I got to listen to it.
It's so good. You would really like it. And so as a projector, I definitely see it as needing a lot of that, my own space and taking up giving myself enough grace to take rests and do things with a lot more ease than what I may naturally want to do.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. Oh yeah. I just feel like human design for me, finding out that I was a projector was really satisfying for me because it pointed out a lot of my softer areas of who I am, because all of the other tests or the personal quizzes and whatever, I mentioned, I'm an Enneagram 5. So that's very brainy. In Zodiac and astrology, I'm a Virgo, Capricorn moon. So there's a lot of I'm very earthy, it's very routine, regimen, all this sort of stuff. And again, Enneagram 5, it's very brainy. Mm-hmm. But then projector seems to be just a lot more softer and wants to be invited in. Mm. So I believe that's called your strategy and you wait for the invitation. And projectors are notorious for being podcast hosts because they just want to know more. They're just naturally curious.
So more of this feminine energy, more of the ease and the flow.
Yes.
Well, Lord knows that I need a lot more of that. That's what this season of my life for me is really finding that softer edge. So I love that.
Yeah.
I love that description of
that. Well, it's something that when I found out and I've really been getting more into it, allowing myself to be more of my projector self has been really helpful because I've always been, again, what has been like spoken over me. I'm the oldest daughter, you know, Virgo, all these things. I'm like, I'm a go-getter, whatever. So I had all that in my mind as that was my identity. Mm-hmm. And now learning being projector, I'm like, oh, there's room for me to actually be softer.
Oh my gosh.
Have things come with a lot more ease than me like just
manhandling.
Yes.
Everything you just said, just I felt in my bones because I'm there too, like different lives, right? And different paths.
Yeah.
But whatever is spoken over us, right, as children, and I have a fantastic family.
Yeah.
But from the day, you know, from day one, I am the go-getter. I am the middle daughter, the middle child, and the baby girl. So I'm just like, you know, all the things.
Yeah.
But also, and I think that's why Enneagram was like a mirror, and it helped me to put words to why I form thoughts and opinions about myself or others, or how I feel shame versus worth, right? Mm-hmm. It made sense to me.
Yep.
But human design, there's so many pieces to it that I think that that is what allows you to see the other piece of what's been spoken over you.
Totally.
And you just worded that so beautifully because it allows you to kind of look at this like more, like in more even flow rather than this choppy water.
Yep.
And my whole life I am choppy water because, and so I thought that, or I've thought up until now, 43, I would say maybe probably 41. I've really done a lot of work in the last 2 years that has just benefited me personally. And now I'm in an application phase of giving myself grace that I'm not lazy if I actually need to sit for a second.
Yep.
Because it's not that I've been taught that. It's just how my brain has translated what's been spoken over me.
Yeah.
And also what my wiring is.
Yeah.
That you don't stop until you face plant in the bed at the end of the night. Like that's who I am.
Yep.
That you
and then
don't
you wear
stop.
It kind of as a badge of honor eventually.
Yes. And then you're a doer, right? Everything that really, especially in Western culture, that's spoken to us is about doing and results and producing. And I'm very much a product of that.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Yep.
But if I'm truly being transparent and honest on this podcast, I am very much in a part of my life where I just want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel heard. I want to feel soft, but I will only do it if it's emotionally safe for me.
Of course.
And that's a new place for me, you know?
Yep.
And so you are really, really, like you've eased into that. And because you have now identified what that feels like, you know where you want to go deeper into exploring that.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I can honestly say, I mean, I did just turn 30 this year. And I feel like a big part of that was turning 30. And
100%.
My husband and I, like, he really brought that out in me too. Like he allowed me to be way softer. I mean, before him, like, I did not cry. I was not sensitive. I was not outwardly sensitive. And now with him, I feel like I'm just like a little puddle, but I'm allowed to be. And then I can just stand back up and dust myself off and it's no big deal. Whereas like, you know, years before him, it's like if I ever had a breakdown, it was like the end of the world for me. And it would take me so long to build myself back up. Cause I was like, how could I turn into a puddle and like, how could this happen to me? Or how could I let this happen? And now with him, it's just like, no, it's actually the ease and the flow that you're allowed to be all those things. But I definitely think that being in the right position and feeling emotionally safe is important. It allows you to be
I mean, it's really as a woman,
you
know, and I do feel like I can say this as a woman for all women. We are just going to be more emotionally charged people, positive or negative or neutral.
Yeah.
And more than men, it's just our wiring. And I need a different type of connection, let's say in a relationship, or I need a different type of safety than just physical. I am so self-sufficient, it's intimidating to men. I am financially independent. I am independent as like everything, as a parent,
everything.
Good to go. And so that's an intimidating place.
Yeah.
And so the one place that I've protected because I never knew what that felt like is emotional safety.
Yeah.
And so for your husband to give you that space, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm so grateful that you have that.
Me too.
Because as you are now, like your 30s are going to be some of the best years.
Yeah.
But you have an emotional safety space for you to explore what you just said.
Yeah.
Which is more of this ease and flow.
Yeah. Girl,
you can be goddess status by 40 years old. Oh, I mean, you already are, but you are just about to just flow into a whole new place. And I love that for you.
Thank you so much for saying that. I love it. I love getting older. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. I will be honest. 40 does scare me. It's the only number that I remember watching my mom turn a number and being like,
and you remember it.
Like, you're not a spring chicken anymore. I remember thinking that. I'm like, I'm seeing you age. And it, like, it was the first time that I was like,
I mean, this is my opinion. In my life, and I've done a lot of living and I've seen a lot of things, and I'm so grateful. Like, I'm an avid traveler my whole life, like crazy travel and crazy things, like how to do mountain climbing and then starting a business. Like, I'm just one of those.
You give me Eat, Pray, Love vibes.
Girl, I am Eat, Pray, Love all over the place. Like, that movie is like, I love that movie. Yes. But what I've noticed is, now that I can look back, like being 43, right? So I look back, your 20s, you're a child. Like, you really, we are
feel that
forced
way.
Into making decisions in life earlier than I think we are maturely ready. I agree. Like, when I think about an 18-year-old being considered an adult, or like you go to college at 18 traditionally, right? And you're supposed to pick a major or pick what you are going to be doing the rest of your life.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Now looking back,
I know.
That's number one. Number two, your 20s are for literally figuring out if you can actually make it without dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there should not be, now, yes, you're an adult. Yes, you should be able to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
But that's when you're learning how to become self-sufficient, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Your 30s, where you're like, okay, I know enough to do damage. I know enough to not do damage. Now let's see if we can actually grasp this, apply it, and start to build what we want our life to look like.
Love that.
Your 40s.
Yeah, tell me.
Best years ever. I've never felt like I'm thriving.
That's amazing.
Like, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I am loving my 40s so much.
Aww.
And I mean, I'm in a whole different transition of life, you know, and there's a lot of different things that are all part of different stories. But I love the 40s.
Oh my gosh.
I love the 40s so much, because if you've worked hard, you can be financially independent enough to, like, this is what I want to do with whatever I have.
Yeah.
Also, you've seen enough compared to your 20s of things you want to do, or places you want to see, or the things that are important to you. You're able to establish the things that are important priorities in your life. And you also have had enough life at that point to maybe have, if you're really lucky, to be have your perspective changed on a couple of things. Yeah. Usually it's spirituality and religion and relationships is what I've noticed, to where you start to question things that were just part of, like, your autopilot, right? Things that you went through your earlier 20s and 30s. And now this is where your growth really starts, because now you have enough smarts and application to maybe look at things differently with a different perspective. And then now you start a whole different arm of your life, because you're like, this can take me into a whole new beautiful place.
I love that.
I'm telling you, I love my 40s.
That is so great. Oh my gosh. Well, I know that you're going to be like a favorite of the Curious Cuties, because we have the ages is kind of all over the place for our listeners, to be honest. So, but a lot of us are, I would say, probably about anywhere between 26 and 34 is the most, most of our listeners. But just hearing, we don't, as women, we don't hear a lot of encouragement about the decades past 30.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's really whatever your surrounding environment is.
True.
But when you look in mainstream media, social media, it's the worst.
Yeah,
the
it's
comparison
horrible.
Game. And I'm so grateful to be brought up in a good family that was supportive. And we were never like, there was never this comparison. I mean, three kids in 30 months. So my sister's 44,
oh
I'm 43, my brother's 42.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah. So we were super super close because of that.
Yeah.
But there was never, it was just a healthy household. And I'm grateful for that. But the things that are out there today, and we're so tech driven. I mean, me too. Like I'm literally
we're in that world.
Addicted to my phone, because it carries everything of my life on there. But I'm looking at my daughter. I'm thinking of my daughter. Yeah. If my daughter ever spoke to herself in a manner that I've seen things on social media speak to themselves, like, that would crush me.
Right.
So I am, just like I said, as a hardworking mom mm-hmm. and a business owner mm-hmm. and building something, and I'm showing her by example and by those things, how I speak to myself is the same.
Yeah.
And so how I speak to myself is exactly how my daughter speaks to herself.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I am really, really careful of nurturing that and growing that, because then she will be able to teach that to her friends.
Yep.
And so I think that this day and age, being able to be secure in who you are as a woman is a very, very tough thing. It's a tall order.
It is, yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of things playing against that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, with a group of listeners, like you said, that's a wide gamut. Mm-hmm. There's so many things we can teach each other.
Yep.
You know,
totally.
Like everybody can teach each other something,
yeah.
good or bad. And then you use it good or bad, yep. you know, but it's filtering out all the bad. It's the energy recycling that we said.
Yep. It totally is. I mean, it all is that way. I did want to ask a little bit more about the skincare just
yes.
as we kind of wrap up. I know you and I could talk. We could go on forever.
Girl,
we could go down so many rabbit holes, and I love it. Okay. The skincare, I have personally used the toner, the cleanser, the oil, and then what else did I use? I think I might have used a moisturizer.
I've got some new things for you.
So, okay.
And you did the cleanser. You said the cleanser?
I did. I had the milk cleanser.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which smells so good.
I know.
I like it's looked so forward nice. To like washing my face because I loved the smell.
Well, and milk, it's not, there's no technical milk in it.
Yeah.
People don't understand. This is where I nerd out. Like yeah. people don't understand like a cleanser, for instance. This uh-huh. is just a tiny little pearl and nugget of information.
Yeah.
They hire the foam. Right. Okay. Think of bubble bath.
Yeah.
The more stripping it can be to your skin, because the molecule size mm-hmm. of the surfactant, a surfactant is just the cleanser. It's just what makes the suds.
Okay.
That is what cleanses our skin,
okay.
our hands. The molecule is larger. Larger molecules take up more space and they okay. actually are a little bit more stripping. That's just the result.
Okay.
Okay. The smaller the molecule still means it's a great surfactant.
Yeah.
The less stripping it is, but the less
it says
it's going to foam.
Okay.
So this is a very low foaming, mm-hmm. even though you still get foam. Low foaming, very non-stripping, very gentle cleanser that is super like powerful, but there's mm-hmm. antioxidant.
It feels amazing.
It's so great. But I would say we're up to like, we have a new cleanser that's about to launch.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Okay.
And that's for acne prone skin. And then
love
we have
that.
An acne prone, hydrator, which is basically like a great, think of like a hyaluronic acid, but
okay.
it's, we flip it on its head. So it's going to be used for all skin types to basically increase your hydration.
Like a serum or a cleanser?
Uh-huh,
okay.
It's an accelerator.
Okay.
But it's going to be used as a solo moisturizer for acne prone skin.
Okay.
So I'm very much intentional about using, like, I don't think anyone needs a 30 step skincare.
Yeah.
You okay. can do it.
Yeah.
But to really give your skin what it needs as an organ for mm-hmm. healthy, you know, healthy skin is anti-aging.
Yes.
You know,
totally.
It really is. And so that yep. goes back to how you talk to yourself. Like
yeah.
we're all about, you know, freezing time, but aging is a gift.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, does that mean that I want to look horrific? Absolutely not. I want to be the best version of myself
yeah.
and I want to put my best foot forward with my skin. But if you take care of your skin in the proper way, you will preserve its youth.
Yes.
By definition.
We love that.
And then everything you do on top of that is just kind of like a cherry on top.
Yep.
But we have, before our two new launches, we have mm-hmm. around 23 to 24 SKUs. That means 23 to 24 individual products we offer.
Okay.
And then we offer sets for them bundled together.
Yep.
Double cleansing, which I preach from the mountaintops, is a great set. We have all these different sets.
Can you,
so I brought you some things today.
Too much? Like is
yes.
three... Is like, well, two is the golden number? Or?
Oh, well, no. Double cleansing okay. is actually just the process of using two different types of cleansers one time a day.
Okay.
So it's okay. usually in the evening because right. we're going to take off the
makeup,
end of day
whatever.
Kind of funk and our makeup and our sunscreen.
Yep.
But it's a pharmaceutical, really, a pharmaceutics concept of likes dissolve likes.
Mm-hmm.
So you use an oil-based cleanser first because
yep.
oils dissolve other oils. So it dissolves your makeup, your sunscreen, everything that I just mentioned,
okay.
instead of moving it around your face with a foaming cleanser, because
right.
foaming cleansers are water-based products. And they, water cannot penetrate oil, right?
Yeah.
So if you dissolve oil with other oil
mm-hmm.
and then you remove it, now you use
you
a foaming cleanser
cleanse.
As your second, and that reaches the pore, which is where water-based impurities lie, which is dirt and sweat.
Got
That's
it.
Where hormonal acne comes from with the
yes.
oil production that forms a matrix over your pore. So many pieces of this that you could just go deeper and deeper into the knowledge. And when people understand the knowledge of how to take care of their skin. They're more likely to be consistent with a compliant regimen.
Yeah.
So I brought you products that I don't think you've even tried today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Wait, okay. Let's hear about
you
it.
Let me to show you a couple.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is your milk cleanser that you love. And so you've got you a new bottle of your milk cleanser. And then this is actually the vitamin C product that I created. And this is what the company's created
off
of.
I'm so excited.
This is like what I created, DIY mad scientist.
This is OG.
Yes. But what's interesting about this, and it's still our bestseller.
Okay.
Cause it's only $64 for a vitamin C serum, which
I've never used a vitamin C serum. So
I'll get you all set up. But the reason it's really important and the reason I formulated it like this is so you have the freshest, most efficacious vitamin C at all times of application, rather than it sitting on a shelf before you purchase it, because true vitamin C products, like a pure vitamin C product, oxidizes over time. What that means is that it basically is metabolizing into an inactive product. It turns brown or orange.
Okay, yeah.
Which is interesting because it's metabolizing into the active ingredient in a lot of self-tanners. I know, and there's a scent to it and everything.
Interesting, okay.
And so a lot of companies that are large companies that are, they're producing like thousands and thousands of units of a vitamin C serum, they use what's called a vitamin C ester, which is a more stable molecule, but it's not as potent and it will not work as good to increase your collagen production, help hyperpigmentation, antioxidant for your skin, which is the anti-aging piece.
Yes.
So I created it as a kit. So you get to be the chemist.
Oh my God.
So this is your serum ingredients.
Okay.
And then you have your actual activator, vitamin C activators. And then you get a little funnel.
Stop.
And so all you're doing is, it's very simple. You get to mix these together using your funnel.
Okay.
It usually takes like 36 hours to completely dissolve.
Okay.
And then you have an entire 2 to 3 weeks of the purest vitamin C to apply to your skin.
Wow.
And it won't even oxidize until 8 weeks. So you use it up and then you mix your next one. So you have a full month, which is what all products usually are on the market, of the most efficacious vitamin C. And so that's how my science frame works, is how do you use the actual science of ingredients to improve the health of your skin?
That is so amazing.
Yes.
Seriously, so amazing.
It's a fun little kit. And I'm serious, it's good. And that's why I named it Glow, because you will glow. It's phenomenal.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Okay.
I'm glad that you didn't have this one, because this is going to be a good one for you. This is called our Prime Niacinamide Serum.
Okay, yeah.
This is actually, our antioxidant vitamin C serum. If people cannot tolerate a vitamin C serum, some people's skin is just like, it's too much. This is the alternate.
Okay.
Niacinamide is a vitamin B3, is really what it is. It is a phenomenal ingredient. It can help control oil production. I was like,
I'm an oily girl. So
this is actually probably going to be your best. This and this will be great.
And I honestly, I don't fight it because I love being oily.
I was going to say, your skin looks amazing. It truly does.
Thank you.
And all you do is you can balance it. You know, like you never want
to
cut your...
So I don't have to blot every day. Yes. Because I'm blotting all the time.
You never want to cut your oil production completely off.
Yeah.
Because then you're running into dryness, but then you're compromising your skin barrier.
Yes.
Remember, that's what I was saying. Our skin has oil production as a protective barrier.
Right.
There's just a very fine line of how much is too much, how much is too little.
Okay.
And it's all guided by usually our testosterone production.
Okay.
So that's a whole different topic. But what this niacinamide serum is this is really for my rosacea customers, for my oily skin customers, for my sensitive and reactive skin customers.
Okay.
So it's an aloe product. It's a great hydrator.
Love.
But then what niacinamide does is it regulates the oil, decreases redness, also an antioxidant, but it helps cell turnover as well. It's just phenomenal.
Love that.
This has got peptides. It has peony extract, green tea extract. I mean, it's like, it's kind of what I call our dark serum, our dark horse serum.
Okay.
Like when people try it, they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I said, I know, don't sleep on the prime serum.
Gosh.
So I'm glad that you haven't tried it.
Yeah.
So you'll get that.
Do I use them at like at different times? Like one at night, one like in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is going to be your morning. This is your night.
Okay.
I'm going to write your regimen card.
Oh my God.
Well,
Yay.
When you order from us online, everybody gets a personalized regimen card filled out by us.
Right. Love
of
that.
The steps with AM or PM.
Okay.
So it's almost like we're hand holding, because that's part of the education.
Yeah.
If you throw a lot of money towards skincare and you don't even apply it in the right order, then you are literally negating in the effect, and you're throwing money down the drain.
Yeah.
And I mean, I come from hardworking parents and we work very hard to make these products and I want people to use their hard earned money to give their skin the best benefit, you know? So
makes sense.
Yeah. So we give regimen cards for everyone.
That's awesome.
And then these are two products. So did you ever have a healer balm?
Uh-uh.
Okay, this is our hero product. Okay. So it's called the Healer. It comes in three sizes. There are only 7 ingredients in this product. Okay. And do you know that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
Do you remember the dad with Windex? Windex cured everything.
Yes.
He loved Windex to spray on anything. Yes. That's what people call this.
Okay.
So I created the Healer for eczema alone.
Okay.
It will take eczema out literally in less than 4 days.
Wow.
I have customers over customers over customers coming off of 2 or more topical steroids that have been on it for 2 or more years. Wow. And as a pharmacist, I know what steroids they're
on.
Yeah. You know? So,
oh my gosh, Adam has eczema and he gets it like around his mouth right
here.
He
probably has perioral dermatitis as well.
Probably.
And this will be a game changer for him.
Oh my gosh.
But the other thing, I created it for eczema, for Parker's eczema, and it was gone in a day.
Wow.
As a baby, but people start to use this on everything. So tattoo healing rather than Aquaphor.
Love.
Dry anything.
Okay.
Every Imogene and Co product is breastfeeding and pregnancy safe.
So on the boobies.
On the boobies.
Yep.
Diaper rash that's closed.
Okay.
Minimal burns, great for that. Sunburn will literally decrease the sunburn, usually 45 to 50% in a day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's insane.
Wow.
People will use it on everything. Bug bites.
So, okay. What's in it then? What are these miracles?
So we actually, this is paying homage to my farming roots, I guess.
Okay.
I usually cannot even keep a succulent alive or even a cactus.
That's
like
funny.
I
okay.
don't have the gift. However, we grow 3 organic herbs on our property in the woods in a large garden that, I grow very well.
Okay. What
I
is
don't
it?
Know. It must be serendipitous.
Yeah.
Chamomile, calendula, and lavender.
Okay.
And we
those.
Have a proprietary kind of blend of how much are blended. And we grow, like I said, organically. We dry them on drying racks.
Okay.
And then we use those herbs and the proprietary blend that we have, the percentages, in really huge, huge, huge beakers of grapeseed oil. And
amazing.
What we do is we put them in a hot water bath. So it is heat infusing slowly. All of the medicinal properties of those herbs into the oil. We do a 5-time draining process or straining process. And that medicinal oil is one of your mainstays in this.
Okay.
Wow. And then the rest of it is just, we've got mango butter in there. Mm-hmm. We've got a really fantastic oil called Indian gooseberry or amla.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a wound healing oil, usually seen in a lot of hair care products for growing the hair.
For sure.
But it is phenomenal. So
I
also use this for slugging.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, you know, the trends of like using Aquaphor and things like that.
Yeah.
Fantastic, because it's an occlusive. All it's doing is preventing what's called transepidermal water loss, meaning, you know, hydration in your face is not evaporating. However, Aquaphor doesn't nourish the skin.
Yeah.
It just
is trapping.
It's just trapping.
Yeah.
This traps and nourishes.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I slug with I literally just slather this everywhere.
Oh my
at
gosh.
All times.
We need a bigger tub for that.
Well, no, that comes in 3 sizes. So
okay,
that's
I was
the small.
Say, yeah.
That's a 1 ounce. We have a 2 ounce and we have a 4 ounce.
Okay.
Big,
especially
big
people
baby.
Are using it for like sunburns. Like I can imagine just like.
That's actually all I put on Parker's body after a bath too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she has them in her bag. She'll come home and say, Mommy, Ellie needs a healer balm or, you know, Derek had really dry hands. And so I'll just throw these little healer balms in her bag and she gives them to her friends.
Oh, she's like the little skincare fairy.
She's like
her
a little salesman and without even knowing it, you know,
that's
I'm like,
amazing.
Have at it.
And then I guess the friend's parents probably are like, you healed my son's eczema. Like, what was that?
Well, and if I know the parent, I reach out and I'm like, by the way, there's something given to your daughter or your son.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to like give them some rogue product.
Totally.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing.
I mean, and that's why like good people will beget good people,
totally.
You know? And so when you give back, that's how this company grew.
Yep.
It's not by advertising and marketing.
Yep.
It's by truly loving people through what we do.
Mm, love that.
Okay. This one, didn't you, some of your photos.
What is it?
It's the butterfly whipped oil.
I don't think I used that.
Anna was taking pictures with
this.
You did scar. I remember you had the scar.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So this is a seasonal product.
Oh my gosh,
and it's seasonal because it's really fragile. It's very, it's scentless.
No, okay. Oh,
but it's
okay.
called butterfly whipped oil because it is literally a body oil that is whipped that when you rub it in your hands, it will liquefy.
Oh my gosh. I've been on the hunt for something like that.
This is your game changer. So this was created. I created this when I was pregnant with Parker.
Okay.
I did not want to get stretch marks.
Yep.
And a lot of the things on the market, including like bio oil, like everything, those are, I mean, when you know how to read an ingredient list, you would be so surprised at the money that we have spent on things that are nothing.
Ugh, that and like, I've been on my like hormone friendly product train. I've been in that era. And I feel like every like body butter is just like full of so much synthetic fragrances.
Not this one. Okay. I know. And so I created it when I was pregnant with her and I did not get a single stretch mark. It won't treat stretch marks, but it will prevent them like a boss.
Okay. Love that.
So booty, legs, and tummy.
Great.
But anyway, so what's so interesting about this is it's seasonal because it can melt because it's a fragile product. Oh, okay. So we only do it in the winter, but it's whipped and it will melt in your hand and a little goes a long way. And the reason it's this beautiful purple color and it's called butterfly is because it has a fantastic botanical called,
it's like foamy almost.
Yeah. It's whipped. Yeah. But it is called butterfly pea flower and it's pulverized and it's very, very strong antioxidants that helps to increase your elastin and your collagen in your skin. And that's what helps the skin to stretch and not get stretch marks.
Oh my gosh, that feels amazing.
Yes. It's literally what people wait all year long to get. And they just start buying like five
that
and six
is
at a time.
Like a cloud.
It is. It
that
is. It's
transformed
really nice.
Into oil.
I know. So I'm so glad that you get those.
Yeah. Thank
and
you
then,
so much.
See, what did you have?
Well, I mean, you I've already finished off everything else. I tried the toner and I loved the toner as well.
I will just send you toner and I'll send you that.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You're amazing.
Products. Let's see. What do you have? You have cocoa vanilla. This is one of our other ones.
I've been using that like crazy.
A lip conditioner. The true test of a lip conditioner is the more you use it, the less you need it because it's actually conditioning the lips.
I've noticed.
And that's what this does. And then, and you have one of our lip and cheek tints.
I do.
So this is basically NARS Orgasm, the color without the shimmer.
Yep.
Because I love that color on my cheeks and it's buildable.
Yeah.
And it's good for your lips too. And
it's
again,
such
it's
a pretty
all,
color.
Yeah. It's like so this nice buildable color.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're great. I'm seriously like, I'm obsessed with everything that I've tried of yours. So
thank you, Lauren.
I'm so excited to get into all of this.
So much. I'm so glad.
Thank you for bringing that.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you for being here. And I do have one last question.
Yeah.
Because of course I'll put all of the links in the description.
Yes.
So no worries about that. Okay. So what role does curiosity play in your life? It's something I ask every guest. So I just want to know what it plays in your life.
I don't think that I could function every day without having curiosity. Mm-hmm. Curiosity is, you know, what is it? Curiosity killed the cat. No, right. Curiosity is what helped me build.
Yes.
Like my best version of my life so far.
Yeah.
And if I stayed in just a constant cycle of just the mundane, the day to day, and there's a lot of people that love routine, right? And I don't mean routine is a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, if you just stay into the constant ins and outs and ebb and flow of what your day is without thinking outside the box or wanting to go a little deeper into understanding people or things, then you are missing out on what the gift of life is.
Mm, I agree.
I truly, truly believe that. And this Imogene & Co. is really kind of this...
A testament to that.
It's a testament to curiosity. Yeah. And I've never thought of curiosity in that way until right now you ask me that.
Oh my gosh.
I love that. I love that word now so much.
Yay. Well, it's why I love it. It's truly every person I ask that question, it's like we realize all together that like curiosity is a thing that is the through line for so much of our change or evolution, the sparks of our like ideas and fuels our lives. And without curiosity, like what do we have?
100%.
So
cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Love
thank
that.
You so much for being here and bringing these things. And thank you everyone for listening. Thank you to the Curious Cuties. We love you guys. And until next time.
Thank you, Curious Cuties.